Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. This episode is a continuation of part two of, if I had $5 million today, what would I do? What would be my financial plan, my, I guess, exit strategy, or estate plan? And for those of you who didn't listen to it, I urge you to refer back to that episode, but I'm going to give you a quick recap. And these are ideas that I want to give somebody out there that's recently come into money. Maybe you've won the lottery. Maybe you've inherited some money. You've inherited some land or a big estate and you sold it. Whether it's $5 million, $2 million, $6 million. Just want to kind of give you an idea that if you are in that position, what is it that I suggest you do in today's marketplace? It's August 2022, and I feel that times have changed, and certainly my strategies have changed for my clients that were pre-pandemic 5 years ago and 10 years ago. So a quick recap, $5 million today, what I would do is I would set aside $2 million and put that aside for investments only. 70% of that would be in a crypto portfolio consisting of mostly of Bitcoin and Ethereum, and then some altcoins for swing trading and day trading. And then the other 30% would be in equities. And the reason why I feel today that the crypto market and the equity market is extremely low. I don't believe we reached the bottom yet, but still, even right now, we are at historical low prices. Bitcoin is, you know, is like 65% off its highs, and some other altcoins are even up to 90% down, and equities are down. It's a great time to buy, and the best time to buy crypto and equities is when there's most fear in the market. Another good example of that is take example of the real estate crash back in, it really started back in 2007, but the best time to buy was when there was the most fear in the market. When you were reading on the reading newspapers, watching the news, listening to your neighbors and your friends of people going through foreclosures. So late 2008, 2009, 2010, when there was most fear in the real estate market, that was the best time to buy. And that is when people took advantage of that, they made a killing. So I believe in today's market, a $2 million portfolio consisting of mostly crypto and equities in 5 years, that could easily double or triple. In 10 years, potentially 25x, 50x, even 100x from there. I truly believe that. Then I would set aside $1 million just for my wife and I for living expenses. Here in Thailand, $1 million in cash would be the same equivalent of $4 to $5 million living in the Southwest United States, in a place like Las Vegas or Phoenix or Tucson or even Texas. In a place like California, $1 million, it would be the same equivalent of maybe $7 to $8 million. Your money goes 10 times further here in Thailand because of how inexpensive everything is. So $1 million, that would last my wife and I for two lifetimes. I mean, we'll have so much money left over that we can help out our family and our friends. Then the remaining $2 million would go towards two nice homes. Instead of having tons of homes, you know, four properties, five properties, we would opt for just two properties. A 3 to 4 story brownstone in our Wall Street district here in Bangkok. Our Wall Street district is an area called Siloam Satong, and that area has one of the most expensive real estate here in Bangkok or here in Thailand. It's an awesome place to live. It's not just our financial district, but it's also one of our central shopping districts. And for $1 million, that would buy the same equivalent of a brownstone in the East Coast, like $10 to $15 million. This would be a 4,000 to 5,000 square feet, 3 to 4 story brownstone, brand new home by an ultra luxury developer. Then we would have a beach home. and that beach home would be in Chaimpuahin, Thailand. That's kind of like our Newport Beach of Thailand. Very affluent area, clean, extremely safe. And $1 million would buy a single family detached home, two stories, four bedrooms, four and a half bath, nice backyard, even a pool. This would be in a gated community or in a resort community, and the beach would be right there within a community, within walking distance. So that's plan A. That's option A. Today, I'm going to give you option two. Option two is for those individuals that have a larger family. Maybe you have in-laws, you have your parents that you also want to retire and you want to bring them here in Thailand. And also maybe you might have some other relatives or some family members that you want to help out. So first and foremost, I always like to talk about investments first. If you have $5 million, in the same scenario, I wouldn't put $2 million, but I would put $1 million. In that $1 million portfolio, depending on your tolerance for risk, so if you are, let's say, in your 50s, and actually, let's get a little older, let's say 60 to 65, your tolerance for risk isn't as high as mine, where I'm more willing to take risk and be more aggressive in products, or should I say, financial instruments like crypto. But you may not. But I still feel that crypto should be an instrumental part of your portfolio. So instead of 70-30, I would say split it down 50-50. $500,000 into crypto, buy only the blue chips. I would suggest maybe just one, which is Bitcoin. Put $500,000 in Bitcoin, and then $500,000 in tech stock and other value and growth companies. So, you know, outside of tech, I also love Berkshire Hathaway. It's a wonderful, wonderful company run by Warren Buffett, and also Walmart. Such a fantastic stock, and great dividends too. So now we have $4 million left. $2 million will be set aside for real estate. And if you're not willing to live here in Thailand, I think it'll be very challenged in trying to create. The sad thing today is $5 million in parts of United States or in Canada, or maybe some Western country like the UK, Australia, New Zealand, people don't think that's a lot of money. I know, and I have clients that have that range, that have that financial worth around $5 million more or less, and they do not feel rich. They're not confident that they have enough money. They're not confident they can maintain the same lifestyle that they've had in their 40s and their 50s that can progress to the 60s, 70s, and even 80s. So I would suggest, and again, coming here to Thailand, because $2 million, what that would buy and what that would do is that allows you to bring both sets of parents. That means your husband's parents, your in-laws, and your parents here to Thailand. And you can all live in the same area. So I would say decide on where as a family you want to live. Do you want to be by the ocean? Or do you want to be in a big city? There are certainly more advantages that I feel living in a place like Bangkok that appeals more to all demographics as opposed to living in a beach city. Unless you truly love the beach, I would say, okay, Hua Hin, Cha Am, that's the best place to go for someone in your age group, late 50s, early 60s, even 70s. But Bangkok, for even someone at your age, it's not just appealing to the 20s, the people in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. There is so much for you to do. So to give you an example, for $2 million, I would suggest buying three homes. Three homes, If you need the space, three homes at $500,000 each would buy the same equivalent of, let's say, a Lennar or a William Lyon home that's $750,000 to $1 million. That buys a semi-modern detached home, four bedrooms, front yard, backyard, in a ultra-exclusive gated community, roughly about, let's say, 2,500 to 3,500 square feet. But if you don't need the space, the thing is that when you're looking at single-family detached homes, you're not within walking distance to really any shops. You still have to maybe get in a taxi or have a driver or even drive yourself. But even having a car and driving, you know, in these neighborhoods to a nearby store, night market, it's not that intimidating. But if you're willing to go a little bit smaller, but be in an area that's more convenient, $500,000 will get you into an ultra exclusive building in one of the best locations where literally you are steps away from not hundreds of places to eat, literally thousands of places to eat, coffee shops, other forms of dining, entertainment, malls, whatever it may be, within a mile square radius, oh, you don't have to walk far to be entertained or to buy something or find something good to eat. So $500,000 would get a nice two bedroom, two bath condo in an area that's very highly sought after. You're within walking distance to not just the shopping and all the entertainment life, but you have the SkyTrain right there, probably right in front of your building, or maybe less than 100 yards from your building. You have taxis right in front of your building. It's the convenience. And the one thing I really love and what people don't understand, I came from a 3,500 square foot home, three-story home in Newport Beach, to basically a two-bedroom, two-bath condo that's less than 1,000 square feet. You're probably wondering how I did that. And did I like that? Did I mind downsizing? I didn't mind because there were so many things to do within steps from my building. Remember, being here in Bangkok or being here in Thailand, it's all about convenience. You're not going to spend a lot of time sitting at home, being a homebody. Excuse me one second, let me take a sip of my coffee here. You know, part of retirement life is be able to get out. And also, these buildings, these ultra-exclusive buildings, you're also very close to some of the best private hospitals because healthcare here is excellent and inexpensive. So for someone like yourself, let's bring your in-laws and your parents, I would suggest a two-bedroom, two-bath condo where all of you live on the same floor or different floors, whatever privacy you decide. Then the last $500,000, because again, we're setting $2 million aside for real estate. The last $500,000, I would suggest in a beautiful single family detached home in Cha'am or Hua Hin that's not too far from the beach. It's going to be within, if you hop in your car or jump in a taxi or hop in a bike, literally minutes to the beach. What $500,000 buys you is a large single-family detached home. Anywhere from four to even six bedrooms, they all come with a pool and they're all fully furnished. So what that does is it gives your whole family, your parents and your in-laws, you have the flavor of living in a city life, of all the conveniences of living in a big city. But then when you want to get away from that, you literally can call up a taxi service, a limo service, and it's only going to cost you like $30 to $50, right around $50. One-way trip from your doorstep to Cha'am Hua Hin Beach to your house. You don't have to drive there. Just call a car service. Then you get to spend, and there's more than enough room because this home is going to be roughly 4 bedrooms or 6 bedrooms. More than enough room to house everybody. So that gives you your second home there at the beach. But if you prefer to be at the beach, then I'll just flip it. What I would do is 3 condos, 2-bedroom, 2-bath condos on the beach, and then have a large townhome here in Bangkok that's still within walking distance to shopping and so forth. So far, we've spent or set aside $3 million. $1 million for investments, half is going to equities, half is going to crypto, $2 million for real estate, 3 beautiful condos here in Bangkok, and 1 gorgeous single-family detached home in the beach city of Hua Hin Cham. Then we have our last remaining $2 million. That last remaining $2 million, I would set aside, and this is gravy because I'm assuming that you have some sort of pension, some sort of Social Security, you and your husband, and then your parents or in-laws have the same. The average Social Security per couple equates to roughly around $2,000 to $2,500. Just that alone would provide you with a great lifestyle here. So anything you have above that is just icing on a cake. But to be on the safe side, so you can maintain an ultra, ultra luxury lifestyle, I would set aside $500,000 for each couple. That means $500,000 for you and your husband, or you and your wife, $500,000 for your in-laws, and $500,000 for your parents. That is the amount, including your Social Security and pension with this $500,000, and you have no housing debt, you are living in the same equivalent of having an additional $2 to $3 million, let's just say $2 million in cash. It goes such a long way here. Then that remaining $500,000, I would say use that to help family members. And one thing, you know, I've worked with lottery winners when I worked as a banker in wealth management. And I've also worked with somewhat the same situations, but not specifically lottery winners, but individuals or families that have inherited a large sum of money, whether it's a large piece of land, buildings, other forms of real estate, or just plain cash. And it's almost like winning a lottery. And the problem is when you're working with a banker, and I didn't know this back when I was a banker, is that all we do is we look at you as a customer and as a number. Sure, we will try to put the right people in front of you by finding an estate planning attorney, and then so you can have a trust put together. But mostly what we're trying to do is keep selling your portfolios. But there's no reason when you can manage your own money. There's so many wonderful tools to do it yourself. You don't have to pay these exorbitant fees for management. So that $500,000, I would set aside and give it out to your family. But I wouldn't just give it to them. I wouldn't just say, here, Ann, here's $100,000. Here, Frank, here's $50,000. Because based on my experience, this is 3 decades of working with affluent clientele, from business banking to wealth management to basically my own company, my own consulting firm. Giving people money is never a good idea. If you're telling a family relative, like your brother, here's $100,000 to pay down your mortgage, they're never gonna do it. They're gonna see this newfound wealth and then go buy something that they want. That new iPhone, the new laptop, the new MacBook Pro, they're gonna buy this, they're gonna buy a new car. They will not pay off their debt. So instead, you need to do it for them. You would say, okay, Frank, what's your balance, your school loans? I'm gonna pay that off. What's the balance of your credit card debt, and who are they? I will pay them directly. Oh, you owe $200,000 left in your mortgage? Okay, who's your mortgage company? Give me the contact information. I'll pay it off for you. But keep in mind that I am doing this as a favor because you accrued a lot of debt, and now I am basically helping you to start out fresh. What this means is I don't want you accruing more debt. I want you to learn from what you've done in the past and mistakes you've done in the past, and I want you to create some sort of savings and investments. That's the best way to work with your family members and even friends. Never, ever give someone just flat out cash. And then for other people, other family members, kids, or even friends and family, other friends, give them stock. You know, one of the great things recently is all these stock splits from Apple to Google. Tesla's going to have a stock split. Amazon. So all these stocks, all these wonderful stocks are now a lot cheaper, more affordable. So you can look at your grandkids, your nieces or nephews that are still young, say, here's a couple shares of Tesla or Apple or Google, which is Alphabet. Teach them how to save, teach them how to invest, get them started. Or better yet, give them crypto. The great thing about crypto, you can do the same thing with stocks too. You can buy fractional shares, so you don't have to buy a whole share. You can buy fractional shares and even amounts. But crypto, you can do the same exact thing. You don't have to buy one Bitcoin, because today's price for Bitcoin is hovering right around $23,000 to $24,000. You don't need to buy one whole Bitcoin. You can buy $1,000 of Bitcoin and give that to your nieces or nephews. You can buy $500 of Ethereum, give that one to your, one of your family members or even your friends. That is the best strategy that I've seen. And the sad thing is that when there are so many advisors that don't advise you on how to provide for other family members because they really don't care. The bottom line is they want to get you in a portfolio that's going to maximize their fees. It's all about generating fee income. And that's one of the things I despised, even though I love the financial institution I work for, and they are a for-profit company like any other bank. It's understandable. But my job, obviously, yes, is to cater to my clientele, but to generate as much fee income as I can. And it's a lot of money that's wasted. So that would be my idea for you. And I'm throwing out these scenarios because it's fun, because during down markets like this, during times of recession, during times of great times of fear, a lot of people are buying lottery tickets or going to Vegas, going to Atlantic City, hoping to strike it rich, video poker or slot machine or something like that. And there are some of you, because the baby boomers are getting older and are dying off, and some of you may have some large inheritance coming. But the last thing you want to do is just piss it away. Strategically plan for these things. Have the right consultants that's working for you. Be in a place like Thailand. $5 million is not reasonable to do that in Newport Beach, California, and bring all your relatives, because it's not obtainable. Real estate is too expensive. Cost of living is way too high. You can't really do much. $5 million, that's maybe just going to help you and your wife or you and your husband through the golden years. And you can help out a little bit with some family members. But here in Thailand, $5 million, you can bring all of your senior citizen family members, and they would have a wonderful, wonderful life here, being pampered, going out through excursions, adventuring, traveling. There are so many other countries there nearby to visit. So hope you found this to be fun. I hope you found this to be helpful. Just trying to be a little bit different, instead of just talking about different ways to talk about living here in Thailand. Please remember this. many of us and many of you have been really suffering through some hard times. This pandemic, you know, probably negatively impacted your business, your life, your personal life. And it hasn't really stopped. Because now we're in recession, record high inflation, record high interest rates, goods and services are skyrocketing, supply chain issues, and it's not slowing down. The war in Ukraine and Russia is going to continue. Now there's tensions with Taiwan and China. There's a lot of political unrest out there. The feds aren't signaling that they're going to stop increasing interest rates. They're going to continue that probably along through early 2023. But many of us are hoping that this next rate increase will be the last one, which I don't think that's going to happen because the feds are looking at the wrong numbers. They're only looking at numbers that are helping the politicians. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, that went down from 9.1 to 8.5, but that doesn't mean jack shit to anyone. That number is, it really doesn't mean anything. And the half a million jobs that are created, it's not enough to do anything. Gas is still at record highs. Real estate is too expensive, unaffordable. Wages aren't increasing. Consumer debt is increasing. Your food that you're buying is increasing. Just your day-to-day stuff is getting worse and worse. But we're not having those kind of issues here. So take it, this scenario, and it can be chopped up in so many different ways. Even if you have $1 million or $3 million, but whatever it may be, if you think you're not rich in your country and you have a 7-figure net worth, you come here and you will have the peace of mind of maintaining that wealth and maintaining that lifestyle. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you soon.